This is truly a testimony for me. April 10th of this year, I had one of the most rarest strokes you could have. I couldn't talk. It affected my right side. I couldn't walk. And I humbled myself and I said, Lord, let your will be done. And I can walk and I can talk. So if the Lord never does anything else for me, hallelujah, Jesus, he's done enough.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, sir. God is worthy of all of these praises this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for the testimony of Sister Wilma this morning. For when you've actually gone through something and you know for yourself that it had to be the Lord to make a difference and to come in and touch your body and to make things as well as they are, you might not be what you want to be. Anybody thank God they're not what they used to be? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're just a few pilgrims traveling through a borrowed land. And hallelujah, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of his righteousness. But one thing that we must understand is that Jesus was born and he died for us all. And that gives us a right to praise him this morning. There are situations, there are circumstances that you may be going through, encountering in your life, but you got to know that God is a way maker. You got to know that he is an ever, an unchanging God. He's a God that you can always depend on. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feast on his word. I thank God. I thank God because when we think about the fact that out of all that he's already done for us, and we may be praying, we have requests and supplications, we are asking the Lord to do this and to do that. But when we take an inventory of our life that we've already had and lived and the things that he's already done, it ought to give us that mindset this morning that if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are those of us that may not even thought that we would actually live to get grown. But God has blessed you and kept you. There are those that had some ways in your earthly life that wasn't pleasing in God's sight. And you did some crazy and some wild things. But through it all, God watched over you and he took care of you. And he kept you in his mighty hand. Anybody glad about that this morning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to understand. We got to be fair and real with this thing this morning. None of us are perfect. None of us can make it without the Lord. If we are saved this morning, we only saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't have anything that we can boast about. We got a lot of folk that like to boast, but when they get through boasting, once they come down off their high horse, they'll find out that every blessing that they have came from the Lord. Everything you got come from God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So here we are here on this, the last Sunday before we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Our children are singing and praising God through song, and yet they are excited about Christmas. And it's all right. It's all right for our children to be excited about Christmas, but we got to teach them where Jesus fit in. No, it's not about Santa Claus. It's not about how many presents or how many clothes you're going to get. It's about Jesus. We got to let them know something about Jesus. They hear us say that he is the reason for the season, but they don't quite have an understanding of what that means yet. But be patient with them the same way God was patient with us. If they live long enough, they'll get that understanding, and God will begin to let them know that it's not about Mom and Daddy can do. It's not about no Santa Claus, but it's all about Jesus, the one that was born on that blessed day. And it's time for us to celebrate the birth of Jesus into human flesh. John says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So I wonder this morning, why is it that we expect presents on Jesus' birthday? No, it is a custom of ours. It is a custom of ours is that when we have a birthday, we receive presents from those that love us and are concerned about us and care about us, that remember our special day. And because it is our special day, we go out and we purchase things and we give love. We cook things. We do different things to show our love and to show that individual that they are thought about. But what about Jesus? We are making preparations and we are making plans to celebrate Jesus' birthday. This special preparation for the festivities that you have planned is a celebration for what we call Christmas. A lot of time and a lot of money has been put into getting ready for Christmas morning. All season long, we've been loving and giving. And even as bad as things are, we are thankful to be here, yet still counted amongst the living. Knowing that the Lord is still making a way out of no way. There's somebody here this morning that may have thought that you wouldn't still be here this time of year. But God has saw fit to bless us all and to allow us all to yet be counted amongst the living. There's somebody that would like to be sitting where you're sitting right now, but they're not able to be here this morning. But you ought to thank God that you are able to come into the house of the Lord one more time. And as believers this morning, we know that God is yet still on our side. There are those this morning that will tell you that December the 25th is just another day. And to many, it might be just another day, but for believers and brothers and sisters in Christ, citizens of the United States of America, we accept and observe December the 25th as Christmas Day. This is the day where we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And I don't know about you, but as we make our countdown to the days before Thursday, let us be mindful of the fact that we are talking about Jesus. And any day, every day with Jesus is a good day. I'm reminded last week our senior choir sang a song that I really like, says that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And I thank God. I thank God for the good days and the bad days. I thank God no matter what we might be going through, the Lord is worthy to be praised. Anybody thankful this morning that you hadn't always had everything to go your way? Anybody thankful that you had some trouble in your life? Because if you never had any trouble, you don't know what it is to be a pleasure to get out of trouble. Anybody know what it is to get from down in the dirt and to get back up on your feet? Anybody know what it is to have been laid down on your back, laid on the bed of affliction, not knowing whether or not you were going to make it, but the mighty hand of God reached down into your bedroom, into the hospital room, and touched your feeble body, and all of a sudden the blood started back running in your vein. All of a sudden you got your strength back, and early in the morning you were able to get back up out that bed one more time. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. It's not about you this morning. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you take time to go by the hospital this afternoon, there's somebody in there waiting for somebody to bring them medication, somebody to bring them something to eat, somebody to let them know that what day it is of the week, somebody to come and open up the blinds so they can see the sunshine coming in. But how many are glad that you're able to open up your own blinds this morning? How many of you are glad that God allowed you another chance to come into the house of God? How many of you are getting ready for what we call Christmas Day, but how many of you know it can be Christmas right now? Hallelujah, Jesus. Might not make it to Thursday morning, but I stopped by to tell everybody that we can celebrate Jesus every day. You don't have to wait till Christmas morning. Glory, hallelujah. I promise not to be with you long, because it's the holiday season. And I know you got some things that you want to do. A little bit more money you want to spend. A nice dinner that you got to go eat. And you want to get around with some of your friends and have a good time. But before you get together to have your good time, why don't you think about Jesus? He is the reason for the season. The Bible says, the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to a man by the name of Joseph. Joseph looked at Mary and realized that Mary, something done happened. I had not been with you, but I heard that you were pregnant and were going to have a baby. I thank God for Joseph. You see, we got to remember that the Jewish nation, whenever you were betrothed to somebody, in other words, when I get engaged, Hallelujah to Judy. For a whole year, I can't have no hanky-panky with Judy. I got to treat Judy just like she is my wife. From the day of betrothal all the way to the day we get married. But in the midst of that year, Joseph found out that Mary was impregnated, but he didn't know where it come from. I stopped by to tell somebody. I know you heard the story, but the Bible said that Joseph looked at Mary and said, I love you, Mary, and I'm not going to let you have any shame. I'm not going to let them bring you down. You mean too much to me. So I'm going to steal away privately. And I'm going to write out this divorce and nobody will know. Nobody's going to treat you like you are nobody. Because I still love you, Mary. And what the Lord our God did, he saw the kind of character that Joseph had. Said, this is a man that got a good heart. This is a man that got an understanding spirit. So he sent an angel in the middle of the night. Said, you need to go have a talk with Joseph. Let him know that everything is all right. Let him know that Mary has been faithful. And that baby that is in her womb, it is of the Holy Spirit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know that we serve a God this morning that can do anything that he want to do? We serve a God this morning that can take a virgin and put a baby in her body. And then the Bible says that the angel told Joseph, you're going to have a boy child and you're going to name that son, name him Jesus. Name him Jesus, because he will save this people from their sin. We are his people this morning. Anybody needs salvation, all you got to do is talk to Jesus. I thank God for Brother Joseph. For Joseph heard the word of the Lord. Joseph decided that I'm going to do what God tell me to do. When they tell me that when it was time for Jesus to be born, that there wasn't anywhere for him to find a room in the inn. Anybody going to make room for Jesus? Will you put somebody out their bed to make room for your Lord and Savior? I stopped by to tell somebody that I don't know what day it was. They don't really know what day it was. We just decided somebody a long time ago to tag it on December the 25th. But all I do know is that one day there was a baby child by the name of Jesus. We call him the Christ. We got to know that Christ is just a title. But the baby's name was Jesus. Can you help me say his name? Jesus. They tell me there's healing in that name. There's power in that name. There's deliverance in that name. Every day, we ought to be able to celebrate the love of our Lord and Savior. I thank God this morning. I thank God this morning for Paul saying that Jesus the Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is not going to change on you. Jesus is not wishy-washy. Jesus is not sometime. Jesus is not one of those that's going to use you. Anybody know anybody that'll use you with all you got? But if you know God for yourself, you can hold on to God. Say, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that he is on my side. I like what David said. David said in the 145th Psalm, every day, will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and forever. Not just on Christmas morning. But every time I get an opportunity, I'm going to praise the name of the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Come on and see about me this morning. The Bible says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. We got to realize that God has so much power. We can't understand all that he does. But the Bible tells me that one generation shall praise thy works. And we got to pass it on to another generation. Those sweet old songs, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, lead me on. You see, I heard that when I was a little boy. I sung that as a young man. But when I look at my baby, They need to know that that precious Lord is still sitting high and looking down low. They need to know this morning that it's not about the presence under the tree, but it's about that one special gift, the greatest gift that anybody could get. For one day, our special gift was wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger, and I heard that there were shepherds in the field. They were watching over their flock, but they heard that the Messiah was born. They looked up and they saw a bright star. They followed the star, because the star going to lead me to Jesus. When they got there and saw our Lord, oh, what all they were in. Look at this baby child. Look at this baby called Jesus. He's going to save us from all of our sin. They tell me that some wise men came to see Jesus. Do you want to see Jesus this morning? What you got to bring to Jesus? Everybody wants something, but what you got to give back? The Bible says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? Anybody got any benefits? Anybody got joy? Anybody got peace? Anybody got happiness? Anybody got healing? Anybody know God for themselves? I come to declare this morning that every day we can celebrate Jesus. Don't wait till Thursday morning, but if you wake up in the morning, wake up saying, thank you, Jesus. If you wake up Tuesday morning, thank you, Jesus. Wednesday morning, thank you, Jesus. Thursday morning, happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. And I'm going to praise you on your birthday, because you've been good to me. Every day is a day to celebrate. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus while you can. Because there's somebody that's not going to have fruit, not going to have pecans, not going to have a pie. All they're going to have is Jesus. But I heard somebody say that if I got Jesus, I got everything that I need. Anybody believe that this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can celebrate Jesus every day. Every day. It is so beautiful to pass by the many different homes. See how decorated. Look like the house done got dressed up for Jesus. Now, I'm finished. But let me say this. The wise men, they brought the best that they had to Jesus. Now, the Lord has blessed us so. And there was a time that we came to God with our best. With our best. There was no such thing as casual day. There was no such thing as being so relaxed in God's house. But we were the best thing that we had to the house of the Almighty God. Because when you come to see Jesus, you ought to come with everything you got. No. It's not about what you got on, but it's about your mindset as you have it on. And let us not forget where we come from. Oh, hallelujah. I love to look at some of the films and some of the pictures of the men of the 50s and the 40s and the early 60s. And they had on nice hats and nice suits and nice overcoats. And they were poor black men, but they were proud men with dignity. And now we done got relaxed. But the Bible said we would get weaker and wiser. We so smart, we ain't got sis enough to dress up for Jesus no more. We got to take time to go back to the old mark, the way we used to do things, the way we used to respect the house of God. That respect got to come back, or the church is going to continue to suffer from the head to the bottom. Until we get back where God wants us, we are going to suffer. Let us understand that in this particular season, it is a season to share the love of Jesus. The love that will never die. the love that even though this young child only stayed on the earth for 33 years and did a masterful work because he came for a purpose. And that purpose was to save us from our sins. Not anything that he had done, but to save us from our sins. And if somebody has did that for us, don't we owe him something? When you get so cute you can't praise God, you too pretty for me to look at. Come on, choir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you can praise God. I found out if I don't have nothing else, I got Jesus. And I don't care who don't like me, they can't take my Jesus. And the God that I serve told me that he'll supply every one of my needs. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why I don't have to wait till December the 25th to tell him thank you. I thank him all year long for the good that he's doing, for how he's allowed us to yet be counted amongst the living this morning. Celebrating Jesus every day. That's what I'm asking you to do this morning. Christmas is a special time, but Christmas is surrounded and it's all about Jesus. So if we could continue to hold on to the love of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is one of the most beautiful pictures that you can see. For the Lord says that I will build up me a nation that will obey. Suffer, little children, to come unto me. There was a time when we were little children. We were excited about Jesus. We was excited about Christmas. We were excited about getting up and saying our little speeches. And more excited about the fact that we knew on Christmas morning we were going to get overwhelming joy. As adults, we found out that just having health and strength, that brings us joy this morning. May God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you.